Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Max.
Tim.
Max.
Tim.
Max.
Tim.
Max, you make me so happy.
Tim, I agree with you.
Aw, I do make you happy. You're right.
Yeah, you do. I don't know if that'll pick up or not, but that was the chair. I swear. Or Tim makes me so happy I get gassy. You pick.
It was just so out of nowhere.
It was.
Just completely lost whatever thought was. There was nothing in my head anyways. Welcome to Tapes and Scouts. Now, I thought it'd be interesting to point out, we're always like, hey, give us a rating, give us a review. You are searching Capes and Scouts, right? Because that's what the podcast is under. It's all under the Capes and Scouts umbrella, people. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Capes and Scouts to help the Tapes and Scouts.
Yeah. Go over there. We need to get on to Rotten Tomatoes critics because you've heard what they're doing.
You've seen it. You've seen it firsthand every week here.
Yeah. Come on, guys. We need to get there.
Don't make me break this podcast into its own podcast. It's too much work. Would you please? Would you please?
Won't you please?
Won't you please?
Please, won't you rate this podcast?
Ba-bum-bum. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
Oh, I want you to go first because I want to end this thing.
Oh, sure. Well, I watched a movie that's part of a trilogy. And I believe you've ranked the other two parts.
Whoa.
Already on this podcast. So let's complete it with 2020's Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Ooh, yes, you are putting the final nail in the awesome coffin.
Excellent coffin. Rufus. I don't know when I watched it again. I rented this when it came out through, I want to say, Amazon. One of the streamings had the ability to rent it.
Yes.
1 hour 31 is your IMDb minutes. Genre, adventure, comedy, music. I love adventure, man. When you do a good adventure movie, it's so good.
Totally agree.
And it just never happens anymore, but this one's good.
Yeah.
Directed by Dean Parasut.
Sure.
Starring the Keanu, starring the Alex Winter, starring Kristen Schaal, and of course William Sadler. I won't forget him. I know you love him.
I love William
Sadler. So he's in there. IMDb summary. Once told they'd save the universe during a time-traveling adventure, two would-be rockers from San Dimas, California, find themselves... San Dimas High Football Rules! California find themselves as middle-aged dads still trying to crank out a hit song and fulfill their destiny. Bullet points. Rented the week it came out. I love that that was an option.
Yeah.
Reeves and Winter have a blast playing different versions of themselves throughout time.
Nice.
So they're trying to... Eventually they hit... They're so close to the end times where they haven't written the song. They kind of do this whole like VH1 behind the story thing where they're like, well, yeah, aren't these guys around? Aren't they supposed to be our saviors or something? And it's like, oh, they released a couple albums. They did okay. They're not that good. And it's like, but aren't they the saviors? And Bill and Ted's daughters have their own inventive adventure. So you kind of have two adventures going on at once.
Nice.
Which is fun.
That's cool.
I would say it's kind of predictable at times, but it's just so much fun. You just... don't even care.
Nice.
So that is a lot of fun. You have a ton of time travel in this. You're going back and forth. You're meeting people in history. The fun parts with Reeves and Winter is they cannot figure out how to write the song, so their idea is to go to the future, find their future selves, and steal the song from them.
Oh, that's neat.
So you get some pretty wild and inventive versions of Bill and Ted.
That's cool.
As they go into the future. There's also a third plot involving their wives. Like, there's so much going on. There's three adventures. The wives is, like, a smaller part.
Yeah.
But so much going on in this movie. It is a blast. There is a very touching moment where they acknowledge George Carlin.
Nice.
I really liked it, where they go to basically have a meeting with the powers that be, and they have the old phone booth, and it's like a relic, like at a museum.
Nice.
And there's like a hologram of him.
Oh, that's cool.
And they just kind of stop, and they just lovingly look at it and keep going.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool.
That is cool.
It's really good stuff.
Awesome.
Did you see this one yet?
I haven't seen it yet. I saw a lot of like the makeups and stuff they did for it, which were all really impressive. Like some muscle suits and stuff they did for them.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The muscle suits are amazing.
Yeah, they really are.
And you see them throughout. There's an old man version of both of them that's pretty great as well.
Nice.
Just they're having so much fun. They're really enjoying it. And I think that's what made me enjoy it even more. It's like everyone in this movie is just having fun. I mean, I pretty much predicted how it was going to go, and I just didn't even care.
Right.
Like, it's like, it's kind of obvious what they're going to do, but you don't care.
Right.
And then they play some crazy song, and I'm like, is this the greatest song I've ever heard?
Nice.
I'm like thinking to myself, I don't know. Anyways, I couldn't save the universe. This movie's great. Please watch it. If you watch the other two, you should like this.
Nice.
I'm going to say this ranks, I don't remember your number for Bill and Ted, the first Bill and Ted, but I'd say this ranks slightly under the first one for
okay.
me. So we're going to get to these numbers. IMDb, 6.2. Rotten Tomato critics, 82% out of 235 critics. Like
nice.
I said, this was very early on. This may have changed slightly. Rotten Tomato audience, 2,000 some odd people, 72%.
Okay.
And I gave it the 7.5.
Nice.
It's solid. You'll love it. It wraps everything up. Not that it has to be the end, but if it was, you'd be happy.
Nice. That's great. Yeah, I wasn't expecting it. Was happy to have it, so I'm glad that it holds up.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
What you got?
I got 1984.
Oh, it must be some sort of nightmare.
It is. It's on Elm Street.
Oh, no, not that street again.
But just that's the first one.
Oh, okay.
There's no like, little tagline there.
Good, good, good.
I watched it 420. Blaze it.
Sam.
1 hour, 41 minutes. It is a horror film. It was directed by the legendary Wes Craven. It stars Heather Langenkamp, Johnny Depp, and Amanda Weiss, amongst others. Yeah, Robert Englund obviously being one of those others. IMDb movie summary. The monstrous spirit of a slain child murderer seeks revenge by invading the dreams of the teens whose parents were responsible for his untimely death. My thoughts on this movie is it's so successful at what it's doing. It's such a good idea. It's so well executed. The casting's great. You can root for all the kids for the most part, except for the one douchey Rod.
Yeah, well,
But you got to kill somebody first, right? It's got to be douchey Rod.
It's got to be Rod.
England's so scary in this one. It's probably the last time really he's scary in Nightmare on Elm Street, sadly, at the first one. New Nightmare, I guess you could argue, has scary moments, but I think he's just balls to the walls terrifying in this one. Like, he's not making jokes, like you pointed out, he becomes Bugs Bunny to point. He's not, like, making one-liners. He's just murdering children and laughing about it.
Right.
Like, that's, there's a difference there between, like, that, like, he's laughing, but you're not. And then when he's like, nice hearing from you, Carlos, when he cuts off a kid's ear, and you're like, Freddy, you're so witty. Like, I don't want to do the little arm swing.
Right.
When I do my laugh, I want to be terrified that this man is murdering children and laughing about it.
Yeah, I think it's a different trick to make him serious terrifying for so long over all these movies.
But yeah.
It seems like there was a lot more at play, as you said in last episode, talking about Nightmare 2.
Yeah, this one's so good. He's so scary. The nightmare sequences are all really successful. It's just fantastic at everything. The score is so iconic. The little melody that plays for Freddy is so creepy. The 1-2 Freddy's coming for you is like all this came out of that first movie. The sweater, the glove. Like how iconic is that glove? Like that's the most. Like it's not like something you can grab out of a shed.
Right.
Like this is something a psychopath sat there and tried to design and create and fabricate for the sole reason of murdering children. Like it's so everything there is so that's what makes this stand out to me amongst the slashers is Freddy is scary. Freddy talks, he laughs, he enjoys his work.
That's true. A lot of them don't talk.
No, most of them don't talk. Leatherface grunts and that's about as close as you get to talking. Jason doesn't, Michael Myers does not.
Sometimes Pinhead will.
Pinhead will, but is he a slasher?
If he's already talking to you, you're already in trouble.
Right, exactly. You already opened the box. That's your own damn fault.
That's right.
So, it's just, he's so good, he's so scary. It's just, everything about Freddy is so much, there's so much buildup to it. He spent time making the glove, he spent time with this, somehow navigating the dream world and getting into where he can kill these kids and their nightmares. Like, all this is so scary and well thought out as opposed to just like, what's going on with this kid who went crazy and started murdering people in a William Shatner mask? Like, not that that's not scary. The first Halloween is fucking great.
Yeah.
As we've talked about before, check out our Halloween special.
There it is. It still holds up.
It does. It's so good, but this one, just Freddy's just scary and he's not wearing a mask. He's burned. Like, it's just horrifying. It's like, man, I want no parts of this. But yeah, it's so good. I love this movie. IMDb gives it a 7.5 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critics, 53 went back and reviewed it to a 94%.
That's good.
Audience, 415,588 people gave it 83%, which I think is a little low.
I thought it'd be higher.
Yeah, I gave it a 9 out of 10.
That sounds right.
It's so good.
You're so good.
Not as good as this.
Not as good as you're going to get. Oof. But we'll get there.
Nope.
I'm gonna stall that moment.
Please.
With this movie, which is a Spanish movie.
See.
See, it is. From 2020. It's called Unknown Origins. It's originally called Orígenes Secretos.
Muy bueno.
De nada. This was recommended to me by Michael Thomas McGee.
Whoa.
Yeah, that guy. He's like, eh, you should watch this movie. And I was like, all right, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was good. So,
that's
good
rare.
Job,
he
McGee.
He likes literally anything.
He does. You never know.
He hates everything. He's a being of hate.
He is a being of hate. One-legged hate.
McGee, how are you, buddy? So, we watched the... I did not watch it with McGee. That would have been awesome.
Damn it.
That would have been awesome. Man, McGee, you're invited to come watch a movie with me, but don't just show up. We have to plan it. Just shows up. I'm ready. I brought popcorn. Let's do it. I'm angry. I'm like, all right, McGee.
Yeah.
McGee's a great...
You're not going to turn him away.
I might. come on, McGee. September 7th is when I watched this. Your IMDb minutes, 1 hour, 36 minutes. Your genre, action-adventure comedy, directed by David Golan Galindo.
I love that sometimes you have no clue when you watched a movie, and then other times you know the exact day you've watched a movie.
Because sometimes I remember to write it down.
Yeah, that's
and
impressive.
And sometimes I don't, so I kind of like guesstimate sometimes.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, like with Bill and Ted and David Arquette, I'm like, whatever, I rented them the first week that they were available.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever, you can look it up if you care that much.
That's right.
When we watch it is kind of the least important part, except for when it's in 420.
We watch them in the order that, like, it's just, we keep a list and we literally do it in the order we watch
really,
them.
Really, all it shows is you watch way more movies than me.
I do watch a lot more of movies, yeah.
So, starring Javier Rey, Veronica Esch, oh boy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, oh man, I wouldn't even know how, I don't know.
Sorry.
Starring Veronica.
Sorry, Veronica.
And Braze Efe. I think it's Efe.
Sure.
Whatever. It's a Spanish movie and I'm bad with names.
Mm-hmm.
IMDb summary. Madrid, 2019. A serial killer is spreading chaos. Anonymous people with no apparent connection are being murdered with while imitating the first appearances of the most famous superheroes.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Bullet points. A killer stages murders that are very inventive. Very cool visuals. They're recreating the origin stories, mostly of Marvel heroes.
Oh, interesting.
It's actually those heroes. Like, one is for the Hulk, one is for, you know, whatever.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure McGee told me to do this because of the one character is a fat comic book store guy. So I think that's what he...
You'll like it.
You know, McGee.
Best movie ever.
Yes, so good. actual references to Marvel and DC. Fun use of a nerd character. The nerd comic... So this guy who is running this comic book store, his father works for the police, but he's like getting set to retire. And he brings his son in as an expert when they realize these murders are kind of resembling superhero origins.
Right.
It has low moments, but overall, it's empowering to nerds and nerd culture, like huge.
Nice.
Like, there's a lot of people that do nerdy things, and they're like, what, you do that? And they're like, yeah, every week. Like, the one captain does cosplay.
Oh, neat.
And he's like, what are you doing here? She's like, I'm always here on Thursdays as we meet, and I do cosplay. She's like, dresses like a Sailor Moon Sailor Scout.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It's pretty great. It's weird, but I enjoyed it. It's on Netflix, I believe. And I think this movie actually did pretty decent, considering.
Hmm.
It's weird, though. The murders are awesome. Absolutely awesome. Like, they go in there, and I'm like, all right, I'm the comic book guy. Can I figure out what one this is? And sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Oh, neat.
I'll do the Hulk one, because I think it's one of the first ones they reveal, and I don't want to give away all the other ones.
Right.
There is one that I just loved, and I'll tell you when we're done.
Okay.
But the Hulk one is like a jacked person, a weightlifter on a weight bench, and their head is crushed by the weight bar, like indented in.
Okay.
And their skin was gray. They made their skin turn gray through some sort of chemical radiation something. They did something to make them gray. And they're like, and there was some other, and they had a clipping of Hulk number one.
Yeah.
Like just like they ripped out the title part of it and left it near the body. So you're like, probably a reprint. That thing's expensive.
Right.
But basically, they find it and they're like, what is this? The Hulk's green. He's like, no, he was originally gray. And like, there's a really good scene where they're investigating an area where somebody's dead and they don't know what's up. And the nerd's looking at all this stuff and there's like all these weapons on the wall. They're like, that one doesn't belong. That's from Harry Potter. Or that's from this. Like, he's like figuring out the clues because he's so nerdy. He's like, that doesn't belong. That's the wrong century.
Wow.
And like, he helps him solve the crime and find clues because he's just like, that is what you're supposed to find.
That's interesting.
It's really weird. It works. It's got a weird flow, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. McGee, I'm not mad at you for recommending it. And just really inventive movie. So you might like it, you might not, but
interesting.
Some cool stuff happens.
Yeah.
So IMDb score 6.0. Rotten Tomatoes critics 64%. It's only 11 people. This was a relatively new movie as well. Rotten Tomatoes audience 69%. The
nice.
Best number. Yeah. And I give it a 6.5. It's an enjoyable movie.
Nice.
So yeah, get on it and watch those awesome superhero origins.
Yeah. Unknown.
Unknown.
So, Tim, you've done your favorite movie.
I have.
On the podcast.
Yes, I'm super ready for this.
I have done now, have done, have I'm going to
You're
do.
You're about to.
I'm about to do my favorite movie of all time.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
And this
excited.
Is the difference between you and I. You fairly ranked your movie as if you were, like, being objective. Not what I am going to do. This movie is also from 1984. And it's a little ditty called Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I watched this in the best month, 420.
Blizz it!
1 hour, 47 minutes. It's a comedy. And I did watch this with Sam because she thought she saw it when she was a kid, but she wasn't sure.
What? Yep. Sam, we're having a talk.
It was directed by Ivan Reitman, starring Sigourney Weaver, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, Ernie Hudson, Annie Potts, Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis.
There's obviously one I'm excluding because he angers me. Movie summary, 3 scientists start a business catching ghosts. That's it. My bullet point thoughts on this movie. Perfection. I have such a soft spot for this movie. I love this movie when I was a kid. The cartoon came out when I was a kid.
Cartoon
I love the
was
cartoon.
Great.
This movie just, it's every, like, the reason I say this movie is my favorite movie is because every time I watch it, it makes me really happy. I could be pissed miserable and I can put in Ghostbusters and I would venture to say I've seen Ghostbusters over 100 times.
That's awesome.
And I can just watch it and watch it like it's the first time I'm watching it. Like, there's just so much to enjoy. The nuances in the performances from the leads are so good. They're so funny. It's so on the nose. What they're doing is fantastical, but the tone of treating it super mundane is wonderful. They all do such a good job. All the main characters are so interesting and different. It's just, it's such a, just so well thought out across the board. The movie, obviously, like when Dan Aykroyd wrote it, he brought it to Harold Ramis, and they were supposed to be like in space doing crazy shit. And Harold Ramis was like, "Why don't you just make them like trash guys, like just blue collar everyday dudes?" And then it gets funnier.
Right.
And they revamped the script. And Dan Aykroyd was notorious did this for Blues Brothers too, where he wrote scripts that were ridiculously long,
yep,
way too long to be real scripts. Pared it down. They shot way more footage than they actually needed for the movie and had to kind of find the movie and editing. But it's just, it's so good. It's really a movie about nothing. It's got some guys who start a business, and when you start a business, some shit gets tough.
Yep.
It's not really much to it.
Yeah.
It's so much fun, though. It's just, I love this movie. There's nothing more I can say about
it. I love this movie, too. It's very good.
IMDb gives it 7.8 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, 73 critics went back and put it a 97%.
Mm-hmm.
Audience, 1,039 people, 1,039,696 people give this an 88%, criminally low.
Yeah, it is.
And I am breaking the system again.
Oh, my God.
And it's because this is my favorite movie.
My poor system.
It is getting a 9.9 out of 10. There's no perfect movie.
Can't be touched.
This is the closest to perfection
cannot
you can
touched.
Get in cinema.
Cannot 9. Be touched.
9.9.
Wow.
Out of 10.
Wow.
Ghostbusters is the greatest movie of all time.
Wow.
I love it.
It's a great movie.
It's so much fun.
Really great movie. The cartoon helped. Like, it was a good timing. The toy line was fun. Just everything. The Ecto Cooler is so good. The
Ecto Cooler is so good.
Why? And it like stayed along. It stayed around so much longer than Ghostbusters' relevance as it relates to the cartoon, because it was like the cartoon Slimer on it.
Yes.
Like, that cartoon had been gone for a while.
Yeah, and you can still get that cartoon Slimer juice.
So good.
Oh my God, so good. When they brought it back for the 2016 movie, drank so much of that.
I had one with you. It was great.
Oh, so good. I didn't give those to just anybody either.
I know. I felt so special.
Yeah.
I was so happy. All the memories flooded back. Somebody figure out that recipe.
Delicious citrus memories.